Initial results from a study of humpback whale health in Juneau found that the area is particularly important for females and their calves. The findings could drive the city to consider restricting the growth of the whale watching industry. That's the sound of a humpback whale in Juneau's North Pass between Lincoln Island and Shelter Island. Pregnant and nursing humpbacks rely on the protected waters near Juneau to fatten up on herring and krill while raising their young. And incidents of entanglements and collisions with boats have mostly affected calves over the past 4 years. These are the key preliminary results from a study of Juneau's whale health that started in 2020 over rising concerns about whether the multi-million dollar whale watching industry might be harming the whales here. The city provided a $160,000 grant using cruise ship passenger fees to support the research. Heidi Pearson is a marine biology professor at the University of Alaska Southeast. She leads the Juneau Whale Health Project and says the team's findings should lead to greater conservation efforts since mothers drive population growth.
The fact that we're finding that females stay here longer, oftentimes with their calves, means that we should probably think about some additional precautions to protect this really precious component of the population.
It's illegal for vessels to get within 100 yards of humpback whales, to speed near them, block their path, or disrupt their behavior. There are also voluntary guidelines that some whale watching companies follow to ease human impacts. But Alexandra Pierce, the city's tourism director, says that isn't enough.
We're the biggest whale watch destination in the world. We don't know of any destination with more vessels on the water. It's a numbers problem. Even if individual operators are behaving well, and a lot of them are.
In 2023, a whale calf named Tango was killed by a vessel. While the authorities could not identify what kind of boat struck the calf, they said that collisions are fairly common. Pierce says she's working with the industry to try to come up with a plan to regulate the number of whale-watching boats on the water. Right now, there's no limit, and around 80 boats operate here. The research team is still working through the data. Critically, their final results will analyze whale stress levels, comparing the early COVID-19 pandemic years when there was less boat traffic to the last couple of years when tourism picked up again. To do this, they measured the stress hormone, cortisol, in samples of blubber taken from live whales. A peer-reviewed scientific paper is coming later this year or next. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.